Well, I think that you're right, that violence always has a meaning, at least for those participating in it, at least for the perpetrator. There's always some previous history that you can study that explains it. When people talk about meaningless violence, or in the Netherlands they call it senseless violence, they just mean that it's violence that should not happen. Or they mean something like, well, if this guy who had, they consider a minor quarrel that turns out fatefully, and they say, oh my God, this is senseless violence. And then I often think if the perpetrator had also robbed him, it would not have been senseless violence, because then it would have been understandable or something. But really, the term meaningless violence refers to the appreciation of the act, that people think this should not have happened, which as a person I agree with them, but as a scholar I think it's not enough to condemn violence, but I want to understand it, which ultimately I hope can contribute to lessening violence even more.